Say, Father, we thank you.
That we have ears to hear,
eyes to see,
and a heart to perceiving
that you're working on me.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. This word needs to go deep. Amen? I want to take you to Ephesians chapter 2. He pressed this in this week several times. And to recognize, I'm using the Passion Translation. And I don't know if you know, but I have had a relationship with the author, the chief lead translator for this Passion Bible, was actually, let's say, a piece of my past, okay? His name is Brian Simmons. I've known him now for probably over 30 years, and only God could put him into this position of putting this word together with passion. So, in Ephesians 2, there is a piece of information through this amplified version that hopefully will break some dark forces and to release grace. So, starting at verse 1, and his fullness fills you. Even though you were once like corpses, I like that, meaning you're totally dead. Dead in your sins and offenses. It wasn't that long ago that you lived in the religion, customs, and values of this world, obeying the dark rulers of the earthly realm who fill the atmosphere with his authority. Does that confirm, Joe? See, that's what you saw yesterday. Loud and clear. What the enemy is doing, and people haven't got a clue. And works diligently in the hearts of those who are disobedient to the truth of God. The corruption that was in us from birth was expressed through the deeds and desires of our self-life. I like that part. Because my self-life is all about me, myself, and I. It worships those incredible gods. Amen? We live by whatever natural cravings and thoughts our minds dictated. Living as rebellious children subject to God's wrath, like everyone else. But God still loved us with such great love. He is so rich in compassion and mercy, even when we were dead and doomed in our sin. He united us into the very life of Christ and saved us by his wonderful grace. He raised us up with Christ and exalted the exalted one. And we ascended with him into the glorious perfection and authority of the heavenly realms. For we are now co-seated as one with the anointed one. Now, I'm using the word anointed one instead of Christ because that's what it means. Throughout the coming ages, we will be the visible display of the infinite riches of his grace and kindness, which was showered upon us in Jesus Christ. For by grace you have been saved by faith. Nothing you did could ever earn this salvation. For it was the love gift from God that brought us to Christ. I repeat. It was the love gift from God that brought us to Christ. Now, if you change it a little bit, it might be even more meaningful. For it was the love gift from God that brought us to the anointing. Then it becomes personal. Because it's the anointing in each of us that will be released to those that have a bigger need than you've ever known. So no one will ever be able to boast, for salvation is never a reward for good works or human striving. Now, when you take that and you realize that even the religious realm and those that are in the religious realm do good works, but they're under the anointing of the flesh. They're not under the dictates of the Spirit. And obviously yesterday when you were watching, because you have an awareness of the spirit realm, you were able to, let's say, make the decision, not to flow where you used to go. But you made the adjustment by choice. You said, by choice. Not because it felt good. But you said, I'm going to give thanks anyway. And that takes you higher. That's the eagle way. We have become his poetry, which I thought was kind of cute. And the footnote on that is translated poem. Our lives are the beautiful poetry written by God that will speak forth all of the desires in life. Now that's just super cool. A recreated people that will fulfill the destiny. Now I want you to just close your eyes for a moment. If we have become a poetry to Father, can we declare that we are a recreated people that will fulfill the destiny he has for each of us? So would you repeat? Now just close your eyes and say, God, I am part of that poetry. I'm part of the recreated people that will fulfill the destiny he has given each of us. For we are joined to Jesus, the Anointed One, even before we were born. God planned in advance our destiny and good works we would do to fulfill it. Take a deep breath and receive that word now. Say, I receive that I am a recreated person that will fulfill the destiny designed for me when I was joined to Jesus, the Anointed One, even before I was born. God planned in advance my destiny and the good works I would do to fulfill it.
Take that one to the big Joe.
Huh?
Take that one to the big Joe.
Verse 11. So don't forget that you were not born as Jews and were uncircumcised. Circumcision itself is just a work of man's hands. You had none of the Jewish covenants and laws. You were foreigners to Israel. Incredible heritage. You were without the covenant and prophetic promises. of the Messiah. The promises, or the promised hope, and without God. Yet, look at you now. Everything is new. Although you were once distant and far away from God, now you have been brought delightfully close to Him through the sacred blood of Jesus. You have actually been united to the Anointed One. Say yum yum. Getting it? Because of this passionate way of speaking it, it makes you and me realize why we have been anointed and brought forth into the Him, so that we could do a work in the earth to transform wherever we live and whatever we are designed by God to do. 14. Our reconciling peace is Jesus. He has made Jew and non-Jew one in Christ. By dying as our sacrifice, He has broken down every wall of prejudice that separated us and has now made us equal through our union with Christ. Ethnic hatred has been dissolved by the crucifixion of His precious body on the cross. The legal code that stood condemning every one of us has now been repealed by His command. His triune essence has made peace between us by starting over, forming one new race of humanity. Now that's deep. Forming one new race of humanity. Okay? That's very important. Jews and non-Jews fused together in Him. Now, before the service began, and we were talking about my background and the idioms that were used at the time. In my religious background, some of it was ugly. I never realized it was ugly because it was just words. But words have power. Declarations from my lips, even as a child, have power. And they do have an effect. This word is taking the Jew, taking the Gentile, united them together as one people. Because again, you have so much division out there. And I'm not criticizing people. That's not where I'm after. I'm just trying to show you that we are now part of that new creation. When God began to, let's say, expose some of this, I was never the type of person that was prejudiced. I wasn't brought up by people who were prejudiced. So obviously, I didn't have that. But now, with this new theology that's being brought up by our governmental officials, it's so ugly to watch the dark being accusing the light and those that are white. That's not God. The color of your skin is not God. The color of your background is not God. What God said is, if you keep your eyes on the Anointed One, you will become like Him. Now, you know, people say, oh, well, Jesus was this and Jesus was that, and He wasn't white. Well, I hate to tell you, but He was a Jew. That's what He was. He was the Anointed One. He was the Yeshua, Messiah. And He was the Anointed One that was waited for 4,000 years. Come on now. And when He showed up, His own didn't receive Him, except for a handful, in my opinion. So when Paul is working diligently to change the mindset of the Gentiles, and he's working also on his own background, saying, we are now a new creation. Well, are you going to stick with the old and the patterns of criticism? No. You're going to join what Jesus was and see what the Father's will was, that he wanted the whole earth to be transformed. But the Jews at the time wouldn't even relate to anybody that was not a Jew. They wouldn't eat together. And, you know, you've got Peter in the book of Acts. I mean, you know, God gives him an incredible trance. What I call clean is clean. So, you know, Paul picks up on this and goes even deeper. And he said, now you Jews don't have a right to criticize the Gentiles, and the Gentiles don't have a right to criticize the Jew. So get a clue. You are a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I am a new creation. In the image of who? The image of Christ. Amen? For the Messiah, verse 17, has come to preach this sweet message of peace to you. The one who was distant and to those who are near. And now, because we are united to Christ, we both have equal direct the realm of the Holy Spirit to come before the Father. Amen. That's the purpose. You know, this isn't my opinion. This is God's opinion written in black and white by St. Paul. So you are not a foreigner or guest, but rather you are the children of the city of the Holy Ones, with all the rights as family members of the household of God. You are rising like the perfectly fitted stones of the temple, and your lives have been built up together upon the foundation laid by the apostles and prophets. The best of all, you are connected to the head, cornerstone of the building, the anointed one, Jesus Christ himself. This entire building is under construction and is continually growing under his supervision. Has anything changed? It's been 2,000 years. Have people stopped criticizing different nationalities, different ethnicity? I mean, I hear it all the time, even in between different conversations. Be careful not to join them. The entire building is under construction and is continually growing until his supervision, until it rises up completed as the holy temple of the Lord himself. This means that God is transforming each one of you into the Holy of Holies, his dwelling place, through the power of the Holy Spirit living in you. Now that really takes you a little deeper. Because you see, if you have a picture of the Holy of Holies and how nobody could go in once a year, the high priest, does that mean that you can only talk to God once a year? No. He's actually downloading his spirit inside of our spirit and giving us access. Do we use it? Your testimony was so sweet, my brother. Because again, that's what you declared. That's what came out of your mouth today. Do I like to watch you having to go through? No. Do I see the potential? Yes. Do I see the construction in the process of those 5 years that you've been pushing buttons to go higher? You know what I see? I see a man, not a child. I don't see a boy either. I see a man. Does he fluctuate? Absolutely. Every man and woman here, we all fluctuate. But the final choice is that one in you, the hope of glory, rising above all the war games of that day and of the days ahead. Because again, Holy Spirit is in you and it's very visible. I should have heard a few other amen. 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 Amen? So declare with me, God's transforming me.
God's transforming me.
According to his word.
Into the Holy of Holies.
His dwelling place.
Through the power
of the Holy Spirit.
Living in me.
Hallelujah. You know, as I was studying some of this, I had a lot of thoughts, a lot of ideas, a lot of this and a lot of that. But the word under construction in verse 21 bounced out at me because I can remember, I would say 30 years ago, the Lord gave me a vision of 2x4s, 2x6s, 2x12s, 2x10s, and they were all piled up on my truck because I used to deliver for a lumber yard. And I would bring all the lumber to the site. And then, of course, the carpenters would come and, you know, the rest of the picture would be formed. And I said, Lord, what are you showing me this picture for? He said, because I want you to know that the people that you're teaching, some of them are 2x4s, some of them are 2x3s, and some of them are 2x12s. They're all needed. And each one is loved by the truck driver, except when it's time to take them off the truck. Because then you got to do it by hand. Bottom line, what he was showing me is the construction of a house is done through individual pieces of wood. And you can see the progress after a few days. When the carpenters are there, and if you hang around them, you're going to have new ears that are going to be curled because their language isn't always perfect, but they're loved by God. And think about what I'm saying to you. Every single one of us has a background. Every single one of us was in a different place at a different time. But we've all come to be one with Christ. Because again, what are we searching for? We're searching to become the powerful unit that God wants to create and then function in this region. And it's called New England. And the purpose is not always understood in the forming stage. Because when you just see the basic 2x4s going up, and you see the beginning of the second floor of the house, unless you get some flooring in there, you're not going to walk. You're going to be very careful how you go forward. So, you know, if you go to a construction site, you've got a picture of the church. And I'll be honest with you, I do believe, in all fairness to the churches, a lot of things that are going to be removed that are no more good, that were man-made, man's creation, and only that which comes from the Lord is to be brought together so that that Holy of Holies is a place of very precious power. It's a power source. And if anybody touched the Holy of Holies when they took the Ark of the Covenant, and they put it on that cart, what happened? It started to tip, and one of the guys put his hand on it to help it out. Good intentions didn't work. He was fried. That was it. God is constructing a house here for his purpose, not for your purpose. He's not looking to satisfy me and you. He's looking to satisfy himself. And if you know him and you love him, then you'll be able to be a part of a support system that what we did today will be done for you on the day you need, where hands will be laid on you and you'll feel the presence of the saints to be with you, to mature you, not because you're special, because every single one of us is special. from the point of view of the Lord. That doesn't mean that your neighbor's going to think of you the way you think of yourself. It doesn't mean that God thinks of you the way you think of yourself, because that's just the opposite. He thinks of you through the blood of the Lamb. Instead of being white, you're probably pink. Because again, the blood covers you. So keep that in mind, that he's looking for a dwelling place through the power of the Holy Spirit living inside of each of us. Father, I thank you that this word now go deep inside for those who are listening to this online, and that they will be able to be transformed like you're doing here. I ask this in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said,
amen.
Amen.